Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. What I wanted to talk to you about tonight was your social media. Now, guys, you know I'm a very, very huge proponent of not putting all your eggs in one basket, right? Understanding that while social media is so very, very powerful, that you should not just rely on social media alone, and you definitely should have an email list. If you can't afford it, have a website and just have other places where you can interact with your audience in case, God forbid, social media goes down, right? And we all know that, I mean, we're all here on Facebook. So I am, hi Stacey, so I'm assuming that you are using this platform for your business. Now, we also understand that not everybody uses Facebook for their business, and there are so many different platforms for you to choose from, right? So you wanna, of course, choose a platform that makes sense to your business. Choose a platform where your ideal clients are showing up, and choose a platform where your ideal clients are looking for the solutions that you have to offer, right? Those are the things you need to think about when you are deciding which social media platform that you want to use. Because I know a lot of you are also on Facebook here just to have a Facebook page and not necessarily to use it for your business, because you may be getting more business through LinkedIn or through IG, hey Marlene, or through any other of the social media platforms that are currently available, and that's all well and fine. But what I wanted to come and talk to you about tonight specifically is about you leaving money on the table because you're not utilizing your social media effectively. Because guys, if you're going to use your social media platforms for your business, the best thing that you can do for your business is to at least use it effectively. And what do I mean by that? I do not mean by just posting and running away. That is not using it effectively. And I know there's always that struggle of what to post, and you know, finding the time to post and that kind of thing. And guys, I won't even say unfortunately, that's just part of life, right? Once you've decided that you want to become an entrepreneur and you want to attract your ideal clients, utilizing social media and finding the time to show up on social media is part of that. It doesn't mean that you have to be online all day every day. It doesn't mean that you have to have that phone in your hand every single day once you understand how to use it. But it does mean that once you decide to choose IG, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, TikTok, whichever one of those platforms, and tell me in the comments which platforms you are using or which platform you get the most clients from, right? Tag your friends, tag your other friends in DBS, because we're only live in DBS today. Which one of the platforms do you get the most engagement from? Which one do you get the most clients from? Which one do you attract the most clients from? Which one of the platforms do people find you the most and the easiest? You can tell me that in the comments so we can talk a little bit about that. But my conversation tonight is about, if you choose Facebook and Instagram, if you are choosing to use any one of these platforms, guys, you need to make sure that you are using it 100%, right? And I always like to encourage my clients to start off using the social media organically. And what I mean by that, I mean is not using ads, right? Nothing is wrong with using ads, but using ads is a science in itself. And I believe that in order for you to be really, really successful at running ads, you first need to be really successful at utilizing your social media in a very organic way. And that organic way means you have to be able to show up properly, you have to be able to engage with your audience properly, you have to be able to, you know, attract people to your social media platforms organically first before you can even start thinking about running ads and doing all of those other things. So running ads is a science and it's not for the faint of heart, right? because you have to test and test and test. But even if you're running ads and people are coming back to your social media page, you have to ensure that your social media page is saying something. When somebody glances on your page, whether it came up as a suggestion or somebody suggested you to them, when they come on your page, you have to make sure that from the time that they see your page, I'm talking before they even start to scroll, from the time they land on your page, from the time they see that first image at the top of your page, that they immediately know what you sell. They must immediately know that you are selling wine. They must immediately know that you're a printing company. They must immediately know that you're an accountant or you're a business coach or you are, right? You're that Heather image. And that is not just for Facebook, eh? That's for things like LinkedIn and all that kind of thing as well. You want to make sure that people immediately know from the time they see that image. Keep it nice, keep it clean, use your color, your brand colors, use a particular font. They must immediately know exactly what you offer and who you are offering it to. Because we get so caught up in creating these pretty graphics and using all these pretty fonts that we are not looking at it through the eyes of the people who we actually want to buy from us. If I look at your social media page now, would I be able to tell off the bat exactly what you are selling? Tell me yes or no in the comments, because that is very, very important. And as I start to scroll through your page, like the first scroll, I should be able to immediately be able to figure out, how do I contact this person? Because I know everybody doesn't put their price on their social media, right? How can I contact this person? How can I learn more about what they are offering, right? And you know, how can I actually buy from them? Yes, Dennis. Right? How can I actually buy from them? How can I actually engage with them? How can I actually get more out of this engagement with them? And that's what I mean when I say that you are sleeping on your social media, because people feel that once you have, and let's talk about Facebook, once you have a Facebook page, right, because we're on Facebook, all you need to do is post a pretty picture every single day, post a meme or some kind of motivational something every single day. You need to do so much more than that. You need to be able to engage with your audience. You need to be able to engage with others, because obviously as your business page, you are following other business pages. Yes or no? Yes? If you're a business page, your business page, you are following other business pages. Even your personal page, you are following other businesses, right? So part of using social media in a very effective way is also engaging with those pages or engaging with people who you can identify as your ideal clients, or engaging in groups where you know your ideal clients exist. And guys, let me be very, very clear about that. Make sure the groups are where your ideal clients are. Not because a group is active, right, means that that's where your ideal clients are. You need to make sure the group is where your ideal clients are. Because we're not operating our businesses on a hope and a whim. We're operating our businesses on a strategy. On an intentional strategy. So you want to make sure in the groups that you are in, that is where your ideal clients are looking for the solutions. So if you are in a group for homeschoolers and it's very, very active and you're selling wine like Stacy, you can't go and post about your wine in that group because the group is active. It's the same thing for DBS, right? If your offer or solution is not geared towards entrepreneurs, then you can't come and post in DBS even though the group is active. You have to make sure that your ideal clients are there, right? And that is the people, those are people who actually want what you are offering, right? So you want to utilize your social media in a very, very, very effective way. Even simple things like your stories and your reels, because more people pay attention to your stories and your reels than your actual posts on your page, right?
Right, focus needs to be on engagement, raise business, conversion, raise a lot of background noise. It takes place online that is nearly irrelevant to your call. Definitely, Dennis. Yes, 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 yes. A lot of background noise, right? So it what has been showing up in the research now is that a lot of people are paying attention to stories and reels. So you don't want to ignore those aspects of your business, right? And those things, the things that you share in your stories, even things that you share in your reels, can be repurposed content. It doesn't mean that, oh my god, I need to think about what am I going to post on my page, and now what am I going to post differently on my story, and what am I going to post differently on my reel. It could be a repurpose of the same thing. And as I said in my training last week, I don't know if any of you all were in that training last week, I was also sharing with those entrepreneurs that you have to get comfortable with sharing other people's content as well, in a very ethical way. Of course, you're not thiefing anybody's content and claiming it as your own, but sharing other people's content, a lot of content that has gone viral, or content that you know is very engaging and is very valuable to your audience, that you know that is going to make your audience stand up and pay attention and leave a comment and that kind of thing. Because it's not just about the likes, it's about the engagement. And your core goal for your social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, whatever, is to get engagement from your audience, right? That engagement can look like they're sharing your stuff. That engagement can look like they are leaving comments underneath the thing that you post, whether that's a video, whether that's a meme, whether that's a story. That engagement looks like they're answering questions and they are sharing their own views about something. You understand what I'm saying, guys? If you are using social media, and this is one of the services that I offer, what I do is I do an audit of my clients' social media, right? And I look at their social media over a period of time, over like the last 6 weeks or 8 weeks or so. And I look at what they're posting. I look at the frequency in which they're posting. I look at if they had any past reels, because the stories kind of disappear. But I look at any of their past reels. I look at what people are saying. I look at, you know, what is the conversion rate from what they post to how many people might jump into their DMs, or how many people might click on their link. I look at their pages and see like if it's very, very clear from the get-go. If somebody comes on their page, if you are 100% sure of what their offer is and who they're offering it to. I look at how easy it is for people to do business with them. And then I would normally like give suggestions about, okay, change around this color, you know, change around this font, change around this image. Let's create a 30-day content plan where you are sharing information that actually gets your audience really, really, really excited and gets them engaged with your content, so that more eyes. Because the thing is, if you get more engagement on your page, you are organically going to get more eyes, right? You know how this algorithm works, right? Once they pick up that a lot of people are engaging with your content, they're sharing your content, they are leaving comments under your content, they are participating with the content that you're sharing, then they will organically share your content more with those types of people, which is important, right? Which is why it is also important that the people who are following your pages should be your ideal clients, and not just your tante and your neighbor and your cousin twice removed, and, you know, the dog by the corner and all them kind of thing. You have to make sure that the people who you are attracting to your page are actually your ideal client. Because, you know, we used to like to do this thing long time, right? When we start a page, not just on Facebook, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, we used to see it a lot, where we just invite our entire contact list. That's a poor strategy, guys, because everybody on your contact list is not your ideal client. And again, we're not just inviting people to follow us, or we are not just following other people or engaging with other people with the hope that one or two of them could be our ideal client. No, we have to be very, very clear about who they are, where they are, and what challenges they have, so that your offers can be very specific, so that the content that you share on your social media can be very specific, so that the stories that you share on your page, the stories that you share, the reels that you share are very, very specific. It is not okay at this stage in the game of using social media to just post on your page. Go back and see if you have any old memes that are related to your business. Go back and see if there are any motivational stuff that you share that is related to your business. Or if you see anything that is popping up on your feed right now that you know is going to really get your audience excited, grab it and share it in your stories as well, right? Share, just take a picture or take a quick video of behind the scenes of you creating your product, or you talking to a client, or you delivering your products to your clients, or a screenshot of your testimonials, a screenshot of your training program, a screenshot of your final product, a screenshot of a picture of like the outside of your building, or your place of business. Do a video of you walking into your business, and all of these things. There's so many different ways for you to create really valuable content and engaging content with your audience that you can share in your stories and reels to get your audience really, really, really excited. Very important. They do follow but do not engage, then they drag your flag and bring some engage. Exactly. That's why you don't just invite your whole contact list. Yeah, so the support from friends is nice to hear, but ultimately, it is irrelevant if they are not your ideal clients. Definitely, Dennis. It is irrelevant if they're not your ideal clients, right? And especially if they're not people who are necessarily going to recommend you to other people. Even if like, they don't buy from you, but they're not the type of people who would recommend you to other people and all that kind of thing. Guys, then don't do that. That's why I'm not a big proponent of, you know, we used to have this thing all the time that people wanted to do this follow for follow. Let me drop my IG link and everybody drop their IG link and then everybody follow, you know, to ramp up how much people following you. You can have 100 people following you, and out of that 100 people, only 2 of them is your ideal client. So the next 98 just really wasting your space and wasting your time. That making no sense, right? That making no sense. Right, so you have to be very clear about who you want to follow and who you want to engage with. One of the things that I do on social media as well, and I shared this with you all, you know, last year and year before, is that I engage with other people's content every single day, right? I do 10 engagements every single day. I don't do the engagements one time. I break it up in the morning and in the evening. What does that look like? Because I'm very intentional about who I follow. So I follow other businesses, other entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs who I can learn from, but also entrepreneurs who I know may not be at the stage where I am at, because I know I can help them. I'm also in groups where I know my ideal clients are. And what I do every day is I do 10 engagements every single day, right? And that engagement can look like I would congratulate them if they're celebrating something. I would answer a question if they ask a question. I would recommend somebody if they're looking for a printer, they're looking for a graphic artist, they're looking for somebody, I'll recommend somebody to them as well. So it's not just about me hard selling, because we know that doesn't always work, right? But it's about me building those relationships with those people, because 9 times out of 10, those people that I engage with usually jump into my DMs to find out more about what I do, because they come and they look at your page, or they look at the information that you have shared, or the advice that you would have shared, and then you can convert them into paying clients. Does that make sense, guys? Tell me in the comments if that's making sense. And I know it can become very, very overwhelming, because that's why we have social media managers and stuff, right? Because it's a job in itself. But what you can do is you can decide to focus on particular things. So I have had coaches who would say, okay, Donna, let's just focus on doing 30 days of videos, right? To make sure that you are increasing your visibility, you are making sure that your brand authority is out there, making sure that people know exactly who you are, who you serve, how you serve, and that kind of thing. So 30 days of videos, live videos, right? You can do that. Or you can say, okay, for the next 30 days, I'm going to make sure that my stories are lit. Meaning that every day I'm sharing at least 5 different things in my stories, because we know we can share more than one thing, right? So I'm sharing 5 different things in my story, but make sure the things that you're sharing is valuable things, eh? Don't just share for sharing's sake. We're not doing any arbitrary stuff. We're doing strategic stuff. So for the next 30 days, I'm going to make sure that my stories are lit, that I'm sharing value, that I'm motivating, I'm educating, I'm inspiring, I'm showing behind the scenes, I am, you know, even doing a short video and sharing it there, making sure that it's lit. Same thing for my reels. For the next 30 days, I am going to really make sure that my reels are pumping. For the next 30 days, I am going to be really, really engaged in, you know, these 2 Facebook groups that have my ideal clients. And when I say engage, I don't mean that I'm going to post in the group every single day as a post, like I post something, but I'm going to make sure for the next 30 days I'm going to engage with what people are posting, right? As I said, whether that's congratulating them, sharing advice, sharing a tip, sharing a tool, and in between, obviously, yes, I'm posting my own stuff, sharing my own story, giving advice, sharing tips and resources and that kind of thing. For the next 30 days, that is what I'm going to do. Guys, the reason I'm saying all of this to you is because I want you to ensure that if you are using social media for your business, that you are using it effectively, right? Just posting an image of what you're sharing or the same flyer that you created in Canva every single day, Sunday to Sunday, is not using your social media effectively. It's not going to attract your ideal clients, and it's not going to establish your brand authority, and it's not going to get your audience excited, because that's what you want to do, not so? Get your audience excited, and you want to create content that is going to convert them from leads, people who are just on your page, to people who actually want to work with you or want to buy with you or want to collaborate with you, right? Or for the next 30 days, like in 2022, one of my goals was to get on as many podcasts as I could, and I put my head down and I wanted those podcasts, make sure those podcasts that are also shared on social media and that kind of thing. And I did that, and I got on like 2 or 3 podcasts every month for 12 months, right? It's about really putting your head down and pushing yourself to that limit. Instagram has a thing called achievements in the dashboard. These have been a very good benchmark for success. Successful content for me. Yes, look, only look, Dennis dropping some gems for all you here. Look, Dennis dropping some gems for all here. Don't sleep on this. That's a very good point, Dennis, right? So guys, and this does not just this is not just about your Facebook, because I know a lot of you on Instagram. Engage with the people that you're following. Be very strategic with who you are following. Right, the shade room and them kind of thing should be for your personal pages, your business pages and stuff. We're not talking about no shade room and thing, right? Unless that's the business that you're in, right? But you want to make sure that you're very intentional with who you're following and who is following you, and you want to make sure that you're utilizing all of those all of the tools that the platforms give you. So Instagram, just like Facebook, has your stories and your reels, right? TikTok has stories as well. TikTok is one of those platforms where you kind of have to share a video every day, or sometimes multiple times a day. You have to decide if that's something that you want to do. I have started to beginning of this year, I started to share one video on TikTok per day, and it has increased. I can say it has increased my views, right? And I'm now starting to get, so let's say we've been doing that for what, 6 weeks? I'm now starting to get people who are responding under my videos and getting people kind of jumping into my inbox and asking further questions, right? So I know if I stick with that strategy, that's just one video a day, a video that I pre-recorded anyway, a 5 minute to 10 minute video that I pre-recorded and I'm just uploading. I know if I stick with that strategy, after 3 months or after 6 months, it's going to yield the results that I want, right? Because you have to be really, really intentional with how you are using your social media and how you are showing up, because each platform is different, right? Because how you might use Twitter or X is obviously going to be different to how we use Instagram, right? So you also have to know the platforms. And again, I always say to you, you don't have to be on all platforms, yeah, guys. Don't have to overwhelm yourself. You don't have to be on all. I would say choose two, maybe three max, right? Especially if you have challenges with managing your time, choose two and really hone in on the best way to show up, the best way to share, the best type of information to share, the best way to attract my ideal clients so that I can convert them from leads to paying clients and get my, get that engagement really pushing and get that engagement going. Any questions at all? Was it good? Does it make sense to you? Just tell me yes or no. Any questions at all? Yeah? So I just wanted to come on and share this information with you so that, we nearly done in February. February's nearly done, right? And there's no better time like the present to start. You don't have to wait until Monday, next week Monday to start, and you don't have to wait until the 1st of March. You can start today. Go and look at your social media pages, and or even let somebody look at it and say, listen, when you look at this, what do you think? What's the first thing that you think about? What's the first thing that you see? What's the first thing that catches your eye? Right? What do you think that I'm selling? Is it easy for you to understand what I'm selling? Is it easy for you to understand how to contact me? Is it easy for you to understand what my prices are? And guys, you also want to utilize your social media to get people to your email list. Eh? So create some kind of, whether it's a quiz, a competition, a training, a webinar, something that gets them onto your email list, right? Starting from social media as your jumping off point is a fabulous way to do that. And that's why I keep on saying you guys are not using social media. Because everybody who joins DBS, before you join DBS, I go and look at your pages. And I can safely say 50% of you need assistance with your social media pages. It's quite evident that some people are not using their Facebook at all for business, and that's fine. But for those who are using their Facebook for business, a lot of people are not using it the way it is intended to be used to get the engagement that you want and to get the type of clients that you want in your business and to get the type of revenue that you want in your business. Yeah.
So thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.